English File, EOI Exam Power Pack, Intermedio B1. Published and copyright, Oxford University Press 2019. Listening Exam 1, Part 1, Extract 0. Example.
Are school days really the best days of your life? We asked our listeners to tell us the truth.
I remember more about high school because that's where I met Dave, who is now my husband. You had to study hard and there were so many exams, but it was also a time when you started socializing a lot and making important friends. I remember there was a whole gang of us, of about 10, who used to hang out after school or go down to the shopping mall. That's how I got to know Dave. We started dating when we were 13, and we got married 10 years later.
Extract 1.
Most people feel sick when they remember school dinners. They're usually so disgusting. But we had this great cook at primary school called Mrs. Janes. She was Polish, and she believed in real home cooking, not stuff from a packet. I remember we were always starving by 1 o'clock, and everyone ran to the dinner queue as fast as they could. The best dessert was called sticky pudding. It was literally full of sugar, and we had to eat an apple afterwards to clean our teeth, but it was great.
Extract 2.
I hated the first 2 years of secondary school because of Philip Norton, the class bully. Everyone dreaded break time. If it was your turn to get picked on, it was hell. He was this huge boy, really tall, well-built, and he could beat anyone to a pulp. If you tried to report him, it was worse, because he'd wait for you at the school gates and get you. Fortunately, he left in the third year because his family moved.
Extract 3.
School uniform is what I remember. I know a lot of people are in favour of it because it stops kids being competitive about clothes, but ours was really horrible. The boys were all right because they just wore grey trousers, white shirts and grey sweaters. But the girls had to wear dark purple and light blue, and you couldn't wear trousers until the sixth form. You had to wear a below-the-knee pleated skirt. It was just so embarrassing.
Extract 4.
I'll always remember a teacher from secondary school who really got me interested in reading, and now I'm just so grateful because books are so important to our lives. His name was Mr. Bayliss. He was quite shy and quietly spoken, but he managed to motivate the whole class, even the students who messed around a lot. Maybe it was the kind of books he chose, but even the worst student could read poetry well and out loud in class by the end of the fifth year.
Extract 5.
I went to a girls-only school. I don't recommend it. I know they say that there's a good case for splitting up girls and boys at certain ages because they develop and learn in different ways, but single-sex schools don't prepare you for real life. Girls can be almost too competitive when they are all together. The only good thing was that our school was next door to a boys' school, so in the break we were always at the wire fence making dates or passing cigarettes. Normal things teenagers do.